Perhaps it's a consequence of globalization, but scientists have found a super bug, a super resistant bacteria, resistant to most antibiotics. They're warning it's widespread in India and could soon appear worldwide. It's been found in Britain, India, Pakistan, and the U.S. The BBC's Johnny Hogg joins us. This is a science story as well as a sort of public health story. Johnny Hogg, good morning.
Morning.
First of all, what is the nature of this bug? We've heard about bacteria like MRSA, which are serious problems in hospitals because they produce infections that are often antibiotic resistant. But this is something different.
Well, as you've said, I mean, the key to this is resistance to antibiotics. But what's particular to the NDM1 is it's a gene which jumps from different bacteria and makes that bacteria resistant to most antibiotics. Now, we've seen superbugs before. Obviously, perhaps the most famous one so far has been MRSA. And to put MDM1 into some sort of context, MRSA would respond to a handful of antibiotics, perhaps five or six. With NDM1, you're looking at perhaps one or two that would actually work, that would help treat bacteria that took this gene, this NDM1 gene. And even those antibiotics don't work that well. So the fear is, obviously, if we don't find new antibiotics to treat it, doctors are saying in a few years' time, we could actually be getting serious and drug-resistant diseases, which we can't treat.
And the details are online in the journal Lancet, Infectious Diseases. And let's just crystallize and get down to the essence here. We're actually not even necessarily talking about a superbug, but a range of superbugs that acquire this NDM1 genetic resistance. I mean, the NDM1 is sort of the code for widespread resistance that's applicable to a whole variety of infectious bacteria, right?
Absolutely. Now, at the moment, it's mostly been found in E. coli, which is a community-acquired urinary tract infection, or is commonly a cause of that, and also some pneumonia-related bacteria. But obviously, there's nothing to say that it can't jump to other bacteria which cause us other diseases, which means that you'd end up, I would imagine, fighting a battle on a number of fronts with very limited weaponry in terms of the antibiotics you could use.
Certainly, one of the key concerns is global tourism and the constant travel and widespread travel of people from various parts of the world spreading this. Is there any sort of discussion of whether it's airborne or not, if modes of transmission are favored one over another?
They're not quite sure about how it moves yet, but one of the things they are saying is a key is people going for medical tourist reasons, to going other countries, visiting other hospitals, picking it up and then bringing it home with them. So that seems to be the key concern at the moment.
And that, of course, is a vector for all kinds of infections. They say that one of the key problems in medical science right now is keeping hospitals from aggregating infectious agents and actually in the hospitals themselves becoming resistant to antibiotics because they're so constantly in contact with antibiotics. So hospitals are the culprit here.
It appears that way, and one of the problems, obviously, is that you can't know the levels of cleanliness, the levels of the processes gone through in other hospitals in other countries. Now, in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, standards may be different from those in Britain, and what they've discovered is that a number of people who went to those countries for plastic surgical procedures came back, and they were the ones carrying bacteria with this NDM1 gene.
All right, the NDM1, it's the genetic code for a wide variety of bacterial resistance. Article published in the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases. Johnny Hogg is a BBC reporter on the line from London. Thanks so much, Johnny.